Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Crazy story out of Colorado, and the story was featured in Jalopnik. I used to write for Jalopnik, so I love their stuff, but I'm going to go with the version from the Colorado Sun newspaper. And I was tipped off by both Tanya and Jody about this. And there's a town in Colorado where if someone in traffic doesn't like how you're behaving, they can file a complaint against you and get you ticketed. So you can basically be ticketed by another driver in this town in Colorado. So someone claimed a driver ran a red light in a small Colorado town. That's all it took to get a ticket. Jennifer Brown wrote this story. And Jake Turnbull, okay, is the one who got the ticket. After driving his Suzuki Sidekick into Woodland Park, Turnbull is 28 years old. He lives in Colorado Springs. He was cruising through the small town of Woodland Park, which is, of course, not far from Pikes Peak a few weeks back. His fiance and dog were along for the ride, and they came to an intersection of Highway 67 and Evergreen Heights Drive. Now, here's where the stories diverge. The man, Turnbull, says that he went through a yellow light, and another man, who may have been involved in a honking contest with him, says that the light turned red. And, of course, with honking going involved, one of the drivers may have made a gesture at another driver using fingers and so on. And so we'll be hearing about this somewhere down the road during a trial. Now, there were no police officers anywhere nearby when this happened, but in Woodland Park, that does not matter. Turnbull got a ticket for running a red light. No police officer saw it, but he got a ticket for running a red light because the guy in the other car said, "I saw him run a red light," and went and complained to the police. It is a $120 traffic violation, 4 points on your license if convicted, and it's what the town calls a citizen-signed complaint. So we've heard of citizens' arrests. This is a citizen's signed complaint. And a person who sees what they think is a traffic violation can call the police, describe what they saw, and then police can write up the ticket, and the citizen has to sign the complaint and agree to appear in court to testify should it come to that. There's all kinds of problems here, not the least of which is most people don't understand traffic laws themselves. So I've had people tell me, "I saw somebody do such and such." I go, "Is that against the law?" I thought it was. Now, I understand running a red light is pretty obvious. Most people know that that's against the law, to run a red light. However, there's other problems that can pop up. So, drivers report other drivers in plenty of other towns and cities too, but the difference in small town Woodland Park is that the police actually have time to respond to the citizen alleged violations. So, in a typical town, I've mentioned before, I've been driving along the road and seen a guy driving all over, weaving all over, crossing the center line, almost running into oncoming traffic, clearly intoxicated. And I've called the police. And I've had the police actually say, "We will respond." Now, I was in a small town also. But they responded, and if anything happened, they might have called me as a witness. But I would not be the one signing the complaint, okay? And that's the distinction here, is that in Woodland Park, you become the actual complainant, not just the witness. And that is a little unusual. The Woodland Park Police Department gets about 30 calls each month from people complaining about other people's driving. They said, "We respond to everyone. We have very high customer service." That's Jennifer Tobias, a dispatch manager for the department in the town of about 8,000 people. "Our duty in law enforcement is to investigate the complaint." And no one's arguing with that. If you get calls about people breaking the law, you should investigate. That's part of your job. "Most of the time, when the complaining citizen finds out that it's their name that will go on the ticket and they've got to go to court and testify, they drop it. But on April 6th, Turnbull says the stoplight in question was turning yellow as he went through the intersection, that he was just past the point of no return, and it was too late to slam on the brakes. A man behind him in a Jeep honked aggressively, and according to that man's report to police, Turnbull flipped him off." Which is not a crime, by the way. The guy in the Jeep, a former Teller County Sheriff's deputy, which explains a lot, followed Turnbull into the parking lot of the DMV and wrote down his plate information. Turnbull said in an interview with the Colorado Sun he didn't realize what the other driver was doing, but noticed that he was being followed. So he recalled saying to his fiancée, "Wow, this guy is really angry. He's inches from my bumper." The man got the plate number and drove away and headed to work. Turnbull went and took care of his paperwork. Turnbull had gone to the DMV to take care of some license plate issues. When Turnbull returned his parked vehicle 30 minutes later, two Woodland Park police officers were standing next to it. They asked him if he'd recently had an altercation. At first, Turnbull didn't know what they were talking about, he said, but then the officers asked about his dog, and then they said, you can pay the money or duke it out in court with this guy. They actually just said, you can just pay the money. So it goes straight from a citizen complaint to you're guilty, figuratively speaking. So he said, I've never heard of this. This doesn't sound right. Didn't realize that you'd get a ticket based entirely on the word of another driver. And he says, if this ticket was for a dollar, I'd go to court. Turnbull's reached out for legal advice on social media, asking people, how could this possibly happen? And the question, of course, becomes, what if the other driver doesn't know what the law is? What if they're just mad at you? What if they're stupid? Do you think there's any stupid drivers out there? Turnbull said it's like a dystopian town where you're being watched 24/7. It's dangerous, honestly. The man who signed the ticket declined an interview request, saying he wanted the ticket to speak for itself. In his statement to police, he wrote that Turnbull's SUV entered the intersection after the light turned red. I honked my horn, and I saw the male driver stick his hand out and flip me off, he wrote. Well, what's it got to do with the ticket? Seriously, if the man ran a red light and you honked at him, why is that relevant? And then why is it relevant that he waved back? Again, that's not relevant. See, those are things that a cop would write on a ticket. And the man apparently either is a cop or was a cop. But the problem is that he's not acting in that capacity here. Yeah, so the guy in the other vehicle who filed the complaint is a former Teller County Sheriff's deputy. And so apparently he thought it was important to write down that the man ran the red light. I honked my horn. The man flipped me off. And then he followed the guy to where he was going. Now, in other places in Colorado, like Denver, citizens can report a traffic violation, but they must have proof, such as a video or a photo, before an officer will issue a citation. They will not issue a citation based entirely on the word of another person. That's according to the public information officer for the Denver Police Department. Citizens don't sign the ticket, but are listed as witnesses. And that's the point, is that anybody can call the police and go, hey, someone's breaking the law. And if you're a witness to it, that's great. They'll call you as a witness. But the police need more information to go on with respect to a traffic ticket. That's also similar to how it works in Colorado Springs and at the Colorado State Patrol. The agencies regularly get calls about suspected drunk drivers or reckless drivers. And if possible, officers try to catch the driver in the act and issue a ticket. If not, they take witness statements and determine whether to issue a citation based on the evidence. So in the example I gave earlier of the small town I was driving through, and I saw someone doing this, weaving down the road, crossing the center line, almost hitting people. And I called the police and said, I believe there's a drunk driver in front of me. I got the information, passed it along. And later on, I spoke to the dispatcher who said, we tried to catch them while they're driving and couldn't. Got to their house, car was in the driveway, they were inside, they wouldn't answer the door. Nothing we can do about it. And the point is that I didn't say, well, I want to file a complaint against that person. I'll sign it. I'll testify. No, they looked at it and they said, okay, you're a witness. What you saw is interesting to us. Thank you for calling us. But we can't issue the complaint or the ticket without more information that's been observed by our officers. So in Colorado Springs, whether an officer will respond to such a call depends on how busy they are. According to the lieutenant there, if a citizen calls police to report a reckless driver running red lights, for instance, dispatchers might broadcast the information for any officer in the area to respond. Even in Woodland Park, the citizen-signed ticket is rare, with about five or fewer issued each year, according to the police department and the local traffic court, but neither of them track the specific numbers. The town has 23 police officers on staff. A couple are out on patrol at any given time. Woodland Park received 316 reckless driver complaints in 2020, 30 reported drunk drivers, meaning a person saw someone drink alcohol and get into the driver's seat, presumably, or I suppose, I think it could also be if you saw someone driving just so erratically that they probably weren't sober. Turnbull did go back to Woodland Park for his first court appearance last week. After waiting 3 hours, he was told to pay the fine or show up for trial later this month, and he refused to pay the fine. So he said it's the first one he's ever received. Now, here's the really interesting thing about this case, is that in a typical case where it's your word against a police officer's, typical case, police officer saw you go through an intersection, said you ran a red light. You say, I did not run the red light. It was yellow. I went through. I couldn't have stopped. And the cop says, yes, you did. Gives you a ticket. There you go. See you in court. You go into court. It's your word against theirs. Generally speaking, in most places, these are civil infractions, meaning there's no jury trial on this. And it's up to the judge to pick a winner. And also, they don't have to prove you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a standard such that it's the preponderance of the evidence. If these are scales, which side would they tip towards? So anything above 50%, you win. Here's the thing. In a typical case with a police officer, a judge will almost always side with a cop and say this police officer is doing their job. They're a trained professional. They've got all this experience. So when they say they saw something, they're more likely right than the typical person who's just saying, I didn't do it. Okay? Now, some of you will say, but Steve, the guy is a retired cop or something. That doesn't matter because he was not on the job. And so if I was a judge and a guy gets in front of me and goes, I'm a retired cop or I used to be a cop and I saw that guy run a red light, I would not give any credence to his training because I think to myself, wait, you're not at work. Why do you think you're at work? You're just out driving around looking for people. And by the way, why'd you honk at him after he ran the red light? So let me follow the logic on this. You're behind him. He goes through the intersection and you're behind him. So you must have stopped. So you stopped, but honked at him and he kept going. And then you followed him. Okay. And so the other point, which I'd like to note here, is that there's no reference to anybody being in the car with the ex-cop. There was someone in the car with the driver, Mr. Turnbull, his fiance. So presumably he's got a witness. And if his witness was paying attention, his witness can talk to all this stuff and point out, if true, that they did not run a red light. Because most of the time when I'm in a car or driving around, I pay attention to what's going on too, even if I'm the passenger. Sure. So the ex-cop has got to come into court and say, I saw that guy run a red light. And do it so convincingly that it overcomes the testimony of the driver and the passenger of the other car. And then also kind of explain why he's honking at the guy and then following him and writing a ticket. And I know you're going to say, but Steve, it's not illegal to honk at somebody. No, it's not. But why are you doing it? Because it seems to me that kind of goes towards the fact that this other guy, the ex-cop, has got a bit of an issue. And you know, if you used to be a cop and you've retired now, thank you for your service and stop being one. It says here he's a former county sheriff's deputy. We don't know if you retired. We don't know if you got kicked off the force. We don't know if you just got bored and quit. We don't know. But he's no longer a county sheriff's deputy. No longer. And yet he's playing one on TV. So it's a strange story. I've never heard of this before. But it turns out, in at least this one town, Woodland Park, Colorado, if someone thinks they saw you break the law, they can go complain, file a complaint, sign the ticket, and become the complaining witness against you, but also be the one who actually got the complaint entered. And it raises issues, not the least of which is, like I said before, most people don't understand traffic laws well enough to do that. And for instance, let's suppose they say you're speeding. Do they have a radar gun? How'd they do that? So the police are forced to actually make a judgment call on whether or not this person is complaining even makes any sense at all. But I think it's a dangerous thing. And the dangerous thing, of course, is that if somebody ticked you off in traffic like they flipped you off, you might be tempted to say, yeah, I saw him run red light. So there's that also. But Tanya, Jody, thanks for sending it along. Colorado Sun published it and Jennifer Brown wrote it. Someone claimed a driver ran a red light in a small Colorado town. That's all it took to get a ticket. Weird. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. There are three ingredients in the good life: learning, earning, and yearning.